This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we stopped on Suratul Bayyina, whereby this surah begins to make the distinction between the people who believe and those who disbelieve, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly highlights in the beginning of this surah that these individuals, mumfakina hatta ta'tiyahumul bayyina, they're not going to give up their faith or their way of life or their approach until al-bayyina comes to them. We highlighted al-bayyina amma huwa al-Qur'an, kitabullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is either the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the more deeper meaning, as this surah it mentions, none other than the Rasul, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulun min Allah yatlu suhufan mutahhara, as Allah mentions inside this surah. Then Allah mentions the distinction of those individuals, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Then Allah mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And the surah ends with this distinction between the believers and the disbelieving individuals. And the same theme spills over into today's surah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, inside Surah Al-Zalzala, whereby inside this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't speak about the two groups of individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two types of actions of individuals. Whoever does an atom's weight of goodness will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of or bad actions will visualize it on that day. This is how this surah concludes, about tafriq bayn al-a'mal, a distinction between actions of good people and bad people on that day, whereby these actions will be weighed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the individual the opportunities to build up, shows his signs subhanahu wa ta'ala before the coming of al-qiyamah, or before the coming of the death, for a person to begin to reflect. When a person begins to reflect at the time of death, when the sun begins to rise from the west, there's no tawbah for that individual. Or when an individual is leaving this dunya, as Allah mentions at Surah An-Nisa verse number 18, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ هُمْ كُفَّارٌ وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. There's no tawbah for those individuals who carry out evil, bad deeds. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ, when death comes upon one of these individuals, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ, now I'm going to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no tawbah for such individuals. This is the way of Fir'aun. As Allah mentioned, Surah Yunus, verses 91 and 92, Al-an, waqad asayta min qabl, waqad kunta min al-mufsideen. Al-an, now you want to believe. And prior to this, you were amongst the mufsideen, the rebellious, the wicked individuals. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ عَيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Indeed, we're going to resemble you as a symbol, as a sign, for people to visualize the death of Fir'aun, that his body is going to be raised from the water, people to visualize it. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ عَيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. But most people are unaware of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These signs that Allah shows on this dunya, as ulama mentioned, this world is a blueprint, is a copy of al-akhirah, that the things that we have inside this dunya, they'll exist inside al-akhirah. And likewise, the calamities, the ending of this dunya is a build-up towards the hereafter. The signs that we see of matar, of rain, of storms, of winds, of hurricanes, of tsunamis that we find, this is all a temporary image, a passing image for the individual believer to see that this is the build-up towards al-akhirah. So here inside this surah, Allah mentions, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth begins to shake, this zalzala that we find is the greater tremor that will take place on the final day. وَلَكِنْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ, we find before that there will be tremors for us to visualize. But when these tremors take place, some people still don't want to believe, or it's too late for certain individuals. The zilzal that we find on the face of this earth, if you study this geographical background about earthquakes, that on a Richter scale that we find anything close to 7 is destruction, anything beyond that, man that the soul, a person that cannot comprehend, 5 to 20 seconds of an earthquake can destroy 300 to 400,000 people in one go. The tsunami in 2004, on a Richter scale of between 9.1 to 9.3, look at the tadmir. Liana tsunami is the earthquake of the earth and the ocean combined together. that took place. Look at the destruction that to this day that you find islands inside Indonesia that you find tahwil. You find a total alternation of a changing of the direction of the land via this impact of this zelzala. And not too long ago in 2011 that we find inside Japan, study what happened to these people, 9.1 on a Richter scale. These are all signs, symbols from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but agnostic people, atheistic people. We're not saying we shouldn't build bridges and structures and buildings to protect ourselves. That is ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon people, but the real ilm, al-ilm al-shar'i, al-ilm al-ruhani, is the ilm of recognizing this is Qudratullah. We can't challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these individuals, that when this took place inside their land, they began to boast. They didn't begin to acknowledge that this is a power, قُدْرَ فَوْقَ قُدْرَتِنَا وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They don't estimate the due estimation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go back to their numerics. They go back to their digits. They go back to their architecture and say that these digits were wrong. The structure that we built, it was slightly out to a certain degree. So that's why we have to go back and rectify these digits. مَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They don't reflect and think that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to reflect. So that's in this surah, Allah mentions, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. This zilzal on the final day, prior to these other earthquakes, is all a build-up for us to reflect upon the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you find Imam Suyuti inside his tafsir, he mentions that the Prophet alayhi salam قَرَأَ هَذِي surah فِي كِلَا رِكَعْتَيْنِ. He read this surah in both of the raka'ah. And the rawi mentions, مَا أَدْرِي هَلْ نَسِيَ أَوْ فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ عَمْدًا. And the narrator says, I don't know if the Prophet ﷺ done that intentionally. That he read surah al-Zalzala twice inside Fajr. And we know that surah al-Fajr, as Fuqaha mentioned, يَكُونَ قَرِيب مِنْ مِئَةِ آيَةِ. Should be close to 100 ayat in the recital of surah al-Fajr. But it shows that also to alternate, because ahmiyah of this surah, the power of this surah, حتى في كلمة زلزلة في زاي ولام وزاي ولام تجد الحركة. Arabic language, one of those languages that no other language in the world composes inside the kalimat, inside the haruf, inside the structure of the words. There's a technical name that slips at the moment linguistically, that a language that contains the sound of something within the language is bestowed inside the Arabic language. So when people hear the Quran, when the Arabs used to hear the Quran, they used to know. They used to decipher and understand certain kalimat inside the Quran, the power and the magnitude. That's why Mu'lam al-Arab, Shu'ab al-Arab at that time, when he used to hear the Quran, he used to move them. He used to move them because they were close to the Arabic language, fasaha wal-bayan, close to the pure language. As you find that Ahlul Badia, they say the people of the desert are the real people, Ahlul Lugha. They're the real people who preserve the Arabic language. So if you travel to Mauritania, you find the most pristine language preserved there in the desert, fi Sahara, amongst the Bedouin people. That people think that language is in the Hadar, inside cities and dwellings. They still preserve the original language. And they understood the kalimat of the Quran, just like the Quraysh understood the language of the Quran. It would move them. It would make them to reflect. Also the impact inside his surah, Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, that when he was asked in hadith in Sahihain that we find, he was asked about Al-Humar and asked about the horses and donkeys that we find. He said that this ayah, this excessive questioning, encompasses everything. Whoever does an atom weight of good will see it. Whoever does an atom weight of evil will see it. All of it will be visualized. This surah is Jami'a Al-Fadda. It's a complete surah, because the end of this surah encompasses everything about the human being. Whoever does an atom's weight of goodness will see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. It's all encompassed inside these final ayat. It suffices the individual, this surah, the end of this surah. As we find this surah, Al-Zalzala, even the name is called Al-Zalzala. But there's no kalima Al-Zalzala mentioned inside this surah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Al-Zilzal is mentioned inside this surah, but the common name is Zalzala, that most people have known this surah by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these actions to take place on the face of this earth, to awaken people, to remind people of that final day, beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, that we find, يَا أَيُّ النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah begins Surah Al-Hajj. The 22nd chapter of the Quran highlights, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ الْخِطَابُ لِجَمِيعِ الْبَشَرِ لِجَمِيعِ النَّاسِ رَكِّزُوا عَلَى أُسْلُوبِ الْقُرْآنِ. There's certain dialects inside the Quran. Study Jawahir al-Quran. Study the jewels of the Quran of Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. There are certain jewels inside the Quran. Lugha fil Quran. Quran, yukhatibu al-bashar, yukhatibu al-insan. Ya ayyuhal nas. Allah doesn't say, oh believers, oh Muslims. Allah says, ya ayyuhal nas, to all of mankind. Because you visualize all of this. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un azim. When the final day comes and the prelude to that is something huge. When you will see that every single breastfeeding mother will leave her breastfeeding child. And you see that every pregnant woman will drop her load. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You'll see the people in a state of drunkenness. مُشْ سُكْرَانُ الدُّنْيَوِي الْمُسْكُرَاتِ الْخُمُورِ. Not drunkenness of this world, of drunkenness of alcohol and liquor that we find. Here, bima'na, the losing sight, losing focus. Just like drunkenness makes you lose focus that you find. لِأَنَّ الْخَمَرْ كُلُّ شَيْ مَا يُغَطِّي الْأَقَلِ. Because مِنْ مَعَانِي الْخَمَرْ كُلُّ شَيْ مَا يُغَطِّي الْأَقَلِ. Anything that clouds your mind, فَهُوَ الْخَمَرْ. And not to go at the tangent, cigarettes, tobacco, shisha, all these things, anything that clouds your mind. وَلَوْ كَانَ قَلِيلٌ. Hadith fi Sahih Muslim, ma askara kathiru fa qaliluhu haram. Whatever intoxicates you inside small amounts is haram in large amounts. That's the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's drunk on that day, people will be in a state of hallucinations, lost. Wa ma hum bisukara walakinna adhab Allah shadid. But they're not drunk. This is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a strange thing inside this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a number of times speaks about mankind, about Bashar, speaks about them, about the human beings. Ya ayyuhan nasu in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'thi. In the same page, oh mankind, if you have any doubt about the resurrection, then Allah lists in this whole of this page, beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, and likewise Surah Al-Mu'minun, lays out the stages of the creation of the human being and the end of the human being. But what concerns Allah means, ya ayyuhan nas, once again, oh mankind, if you're in doubt about al-ba'th, about resurrection in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah mentioned the same page, there's people who argue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bighayri ilmin. They argue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, argue about the existence of Allah. They attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which is not befit him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we mentioned that these signs of Allah, they begin to reject them. Agnostic people, atheistic people, they call it mother nature. They call it a natural phenomenon on the face of this earth. They can't see. These are ayat al-kawniyya. Sanurim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusim hatta yatabayyalum annahu al-haq. We show them our signs around them, within their own souls, to establish this is the truth. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Allah mentioned another place inside the Quran, we show you signs within your own self. Afala tubsirun. Inside the end of Surah Al-Imran, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. These ayat in the end of Surah Al-Imran, long passage speaking about dua of the believing individuals. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Believers are those individuals who hear the call and they respond to the call. Believers are those individuals who see the alternation, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the night and the day. And what do they say? They ponder, they reflect. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You haven't created this out of vanity. صُدْفَةً. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this in vanity? وَلَا قَصْدٌ وَلَا غَايَةٌ وَلَا تَرْتِيبٌ وَلَا نِظَامٌ وَلَا سُؤَالٌ وَلَا جُوَابٌ وَلَا الْمَوْتُ وَلَا الْحَيَاةُ. Is that what people think? وَلَا حِسَابٌ. That all of this been created sudfat and just happened to be haphazardly. Allah decided to create the heavens and earth, created the human being. There's no accountability. There's no life after death. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created the human being and the jinn لِغَايَة هَذِي الْغَايَة لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you find. أول خطاب أول أمر في القرآن. You find the first khitab inside the Quran at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum. O mankind, worship your Lord. Alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Once again, Allah addresses, doesn't say believing individuals. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum. O mankind, fear your Lord, the one who created you and those before you, the one who sent down the rain, created the heavens, the earth, sent down the rain, placed you upon this earth. And then Allah mentions, awwal ayah at-tahaddi, then Allah places this challenge. That if you're doubting about, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ, call upon your witnesses besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you have any doubt about this message that comes to the messenger, you any doubt, bring one surah like unto it. Then Allah mentions, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Allah mentions, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, you cannot do it, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Allah doesn't say you can't do it. Allah says you can't do it and you can never ever do it. Imam Zamakhshiri, Sahib al-Kashaf, يقول أن هذا لن أبدية. لن for eternity. You're never ever going to bring something like the Quran. You're never ever going to be able to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're never going to be able to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the zalzala. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها. Then Allah will bring out the أثقال. أثقال بمعنى الثقل. الثقلين الجن والإنس. Allah will bring out the human being and the jinn. Because these ثقلين, these are the people, or this is a creation, يعيشوا على الأرض, are the people that live upon this earth, as ulama tafsir mentioned. This is amongst one of the meanings, that when Allah brings out this ثقل from the earth. ومعنى ثاني كما ذكر صاحب روح المعاني إمام الألوسي, he says when Allah brings out كنوز of the earth, when it comes out of the earth, the gold, the silver, the uranium, that comes out, these natural elements come out the earth. وَبَعْضُمْ قَالُوا حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ الْقُرَى بِكَامِلِهَا. The earth, the villages which are dug underneath the ground that existed before. فِي رُبُ الْخَالِي الْأَحْقَافِ. You find the people of Ad who are buried there. You find that the village will be resurrected once again, brought forth. This is all when the earth will bring out its treasures, bring out the people that existed before. Then people say, hadith inside Sahih Muslim, that we find people will say, Ali hadha qatalt? Is this why I fought? Is this why I slayed? Is this why I lied? Is this why I cheated? Is this what I done upon this earth? Wa akhraja al-ardu athqalaha. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Man will say, what is the matter with you? Man is going to say to the earth that, what is the matter? Because we as human beings, we don't seem to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jamadat, things which are stationary, inanimate objects, Allah can make them speak. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us speak. أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make anything speak. That's what you find inside Surah Yasin, when the non-Muslims begin to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will make their own limbs speak, make our limbs speak, testify against us. That's what this earth will begin to, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, will begin to disclose its information. This earth will testify against us. This earth that we traverse, that we travel upon. That's we find in some narrations like the Sunnah Imam Tirmidhi, that we find, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا يَوْمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You've done this and this on this day, at this time, this location. And the earth will speak. Allah will grant it the right to speak and to testify against us. This is what you've done. That's why in the Mu'jam Tabrani that we find, تَحَفَّظُوا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, preserve the earth, فَإِنَّا لَكُمْ كَالْأُمْ. Preserve the earth because it's to you like your mother. It's going to be your returning point. Just like in Surah Al-Qariya that we find, فَأُمُّ هَاوِيَا. You're going to return back to your mother. So your person goes back to the mother. Here, Al-Hawiya is Jahannam. You're meaning your final abode. And likewise here, that preserve the earth. Because the earth is like your mother. You return back to it. It's going to speak about you. It's going to disclose the information about you, whatever you've done upon the face of this earth. It cannot be freed. That's why you find some ulama mention, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. If I'm not mistaken, that Surah Dukhan, that the earth and the heavens won't cry, won't weep for disbelieving individuals. وَقَالُوا الْعُلَمَاءُ تَفَسِيرُ وَرَدُّ الْفِعْلُ وَأَكْسُ. Ulama said that the opposite, the earth doesn't weep and cry for disbelieving individuals, but the earth and the sky will weep liman, lil mu'min. The earth will weep for a believer, because anna mawdi' fulan kana yasjud. He used to prostrate on such and such location, so the earth misses that person. You find that inside certain athar, the earth misses that person prostrating. Fi hadith da'if that we find, that if, when you make sajda, when you pray, read your nawafil, your sunnah, move in locations. That's why you find that certain people, when they pray, their sunnah nawafil, they move around inside the masjid, move around the earth. When kana hadith da'if, even a hadith is da'if, walakin aqlan, you can understand their concept. Their concept is they want the earth to testify for them. The more places we have performed sujood will testify for me. The earth will speak for me. As we debate, they're in kathra to sujood. Because that's what we become, a people of semantics and linguistics and textual reading. That even the hadith, they're increasing in their sunan and their nawafil. What do we increase in? We increase in nothing but jadal, in argumentative behavior towards people. Those people want to pray sunan, who want to read nawafil. We become an obstacle to them. We spend hours on end speaking inside the masjid, outside the masjid, about everything. And we disturb those people who want to offer their sunnah and their nawafil. Aibun alayna. It's a blame upon us that we become a hindrance and disturbance towards people. And even qadaya al-kubra, even greater sources of things of success that we find, all lies. That you find quratu ayni, ju'ilat quratu ayni fi salah, sunan Abi Dawood, coolness of my eyes has been placed inside three things. Wa minhunna as-salah, as-salah, the prayer. How can we, sorry to go to tell, liberate great things like Philistine, ma nahtam bis-salah. How can we talk about great liberation? We can't liberate our sleep. We can't liberate our sleep. We can't liberate our beds to come for Salatul Fajr, to join the Jama'ah, to pray in congregation, to be worried, to be upset that we miss Salatul Jama'ah, to weep. Sahaba used to think this is no min al-nifaq. They would hide in the crevices. They would hide in the walls when they missed Jama'ah. They would hide that no one see them. And we think nothing of it. We think that this isn't success. This is the real success. This is the real success. That we, when we as an ummah, we feel that loss. We feel that shame. We feel that dignity that we need to be there. Not for the sake of the people, for the sake of our own iman. For the sake of removing our own hypocrisy. Because chants and slogans, they're just empty slogans. Empty cans make a lot of noise. They make a lot of noise. They have no impact. The real struggle is the everyday struggle. That's the real struggle. The real jihad. That's the real jihad that every single day. That you have to make that tarbiyah to nafs, striving against your own nafs that you find. And seeing what you're doing on a daily basis. And the earth, don't get me wrong, the earth will testify about ha'ulai al-ghasibin. Because Masjid al-Aqsa al-Muqaddas, you find in Qadasa from purity, that you find this land is a pure land. Don't think that this earth is unaware. This earth will speak out on that day about the atrocities of these people, what they carried out upon that land, that blessed land, what they done to people. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Your Lord will inspire it. There's various forms of wahi inside the Quran. And this is inspiration of letting the earth to speak. Just like the bees are given inspiration. Maryam was given inspiration. It's separate from the pure revelation of the Quran. But this is inspiration that will speak. And then what will happen? That this earth, that every single individual will be exposed in a day. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْتُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. People in that day will be brought out أَشْتَاتًا جَمَاعَاتْ mutafarriqeen, to see the actions. Good people, bad people, believers, disbelievers, Muslim, kafirs, all sorts of people, all be brought out on that day. Just like inside the Quran, Allah mentions Surah Al-Layl, inna sa'yakum lashatta. All of you are at various degrees, various things that you do. On that day, the people will be separated. Then they will come on that day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So you can see your actions. So as we mentioned that iman isn't just about tamanni, as Imam al-Basri mentions. لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي. Iman isn't just aspirations, isn't just hopes. Iman is التصديق باللسان.
أو تصديق بالقلب والنطق باللسان والعمل بالجوارح. That's what iman is. Is belief inside the heart, conviction inside the heart. والنطق باللسان, and to utter it with your tongue. والعمل بالجوارح, and to increase your action via your limbs. والإيمان يزيد وينقص. Iman goes up and down. This is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah. This is what the belief is. So as we live in this Muslim world, that people say that Allah knows what my iman is. Allah, of course Allah knows what your iman is. Of course Allah knows what your iman is. Because there's certain symbols of iman which are displayed. The display of sha'ar, of salah, as we mentioned, these are symbols of a Muslim. They show your iman. They show your devotion. They show your commitment. These are symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to see that as Muslims we're carrying out these symbols. Then Allah mentions, whoever does an atom's weight of goodness will see it. Then whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it on that day. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an atom's weight of goodness will see it on that day. And a strange thing inside the siyaq of these ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous ayat, you find that the siyaq, the context, or the use of the language, فِي سِيغَةِ الْمَاضِي, is in the past tense. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Allah speaks in the past tense what will take place. Even though إِذَا أَدَاتُ الشَّرْقِ here carries بِمَعْنَى يعني أَكِيدًا لَازِمًا حَتْمًا. This will begin to take place, but speaks about these things that in the past tense. But here Allah mentions فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ فِي سِيغَةِ الْمُضَارِعِ, speaks in the present tense. Why does Allah move from the past tense to the present tense inside a surah which is predominantly speaking about the past tense? This is uslub al-Qur'an that we need to nurakkiz alayhi, that we need to focus upon the language of the Qur'an. كَأَنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ يُشِيرُ, that those are things of the past or they're going to take place at a later stage. وَعَلَيْكَ أَنْ يَحْتَمْ بِالْعَمَلِ الْآنِ. It's upon you, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, that now, that all of this that's going to take place in the past or is going to take place in the future, you may be there, you may not be there, but you, حَاضِرًا, you now, at the moment, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, should be doing actions. This is siga of the Qur'an. This is what مَا نَفْهَمْ, this is what we don't understand, we don't comprehend. That the language of the Qur'an is leading towards actions. All these ayat, all these surahs, these 37 odd surahs inside Juz Amma that we find, and a good 10 or so surahs inside Juz Tabarak that we find, all speak about Al-Akhirah. For what purpose? For the purpose of building ourselves up to actions. Carrying out actions on that last day. Whoever does an atom's weight. And ulama here begin to discuss dharra. Ma wa ma'ani al-dharra. Qila ba'uda, a mosquito. Qila huwa is the dust. The dust particles that you see when the light shines. And you see that dust article, that particle, that's what it is. وَقِيلَ أَنَّهُ, it said that it is the red ant. Because this is the smallest thing that the Arabs knew at that time. Imam Shanqidi inside Tafsir, he mentioned it goes beyond that. Inside Surah Fatir, ayat, it mentions whether it be something greater or less than a dharra. Allah knows about it. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We never left anything out from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was a language that they understood. And a language that we can understand. That not any atom's weight. Any small action. That's why when people speak about it's only a minor sin, it's only a small action. What's the weight of this small action in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What's the weight of this bad deed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a common theme. Or if we can use such a word, a common belief amongst many of us, that what is this something small? It has no impact. You find numerous narrations of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that you find that stay away from the minor sins, from the small sins. Don't despise the minor sins, because yajtami'na, they come together. They compile together and they become destructible upon the individual. Another hadith that you find, the Prophet gave a mathal. He gave an example of people going out to the desert on a journey. وَكُلُّ وَاحِدْ يَأْتِي بِالشَّوْكَ وَبِالْحَطَبِ. Every person comes with a twig or a branch or a piece of tree, and they put it together and they ignite the fire. And he says inside his hadith, this is the parable of small sins, that when they come together, clustered together, they become one great big fire, one great big destruction. That's what fuqaha have mentioned. لَا كَبِيرَ مَعَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. There's no major sin via tawbah and istighfar. There's no major sin. Any major sin, person repents, turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا صَغِيرَ مَعَ الْإِسْتِمْرَارِ. And a saghira sin no longer becomes saghira min al-saghair. Ma' istimrar, by a continuous, repetitious nature, a minor sin in the fuqaha, tusbih min al-kabair. A minor sin done repetitiously becomes a major sin. That's how fuqaha have understood it, of the meaning of major and minor sins, that some of us, we find this to be something trivial or pay no attention towards this. And thus we find that this concept, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does atoms of good will see it, whoever does atoms of evil will see it on that day. And Imam Suyuti inside his tafsir, Durrul Manthur, begins to narrate so many narrations speaking about good deeds. Even not just a date, half a date, the skin of a date, the actual date seed, the skin of the date, that thread of the date, giving that in sadaqah that we find in charity. All of this for what purpose? Why is such amthal given inside ahadith? That even half a date, ittaqu an-nar walau bi shiqq at-tamr, fear the fire even while half a date. So if it's something trivial, why is the Prophet I'm saying this? Protect yourself from the fire even while giving half a date in charity towards a person. Because these are ways of protecting the individual. Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentions anna hadhi al-aya targhib lil-amal. These ayat, these final ayat, Surah Al-Zadala, are targhib lil-amal, are encouragement to do actions, wa targhib an ash-shar, and a warning to stay away from evil. That's what the impact of these ayat it should be. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ, on that day, that whatever goodness that you do will be presented that day, brought forth for that day, وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Wallahi, Quran ajib. Uslubul Quran, logatul Quran. Allah says that fear that day where your actions be brought forth on that day, good actions, bad actions. And a person will aspire that it's going to be between him and his actions, amadan ba'ida, a great big distance between my bad actions and myself. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah himself warns you. Allah warns us about these actions that are going to be detrimental for us. But look at the Quran. Allah then mentions, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is merciful, pitiful, kind to the believing individuals. كَأَنَّ الْآيَةُ يُشِيرُ إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَكُونُ قَاسِرًا. The believer will be deficient, will sin, will err. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yakun khas lil-mu'mineen, for the believing individuals. That's why the believer, you find that ulama mentions at the tafsir of these ayat, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, says to the person, amilt kada wa kada wa kada, you done this, you done this, you done this. There's a difference between niqash. Man nuqisha faqad udhiba. Whoever is questioned and he says, why did you do this? That's destruction. But if Allah says to the person, you done this, you done this, you done this, and a person remains silent and acknowledges their wrongdoing, Allah mentions, سَتَرْتُهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَسْتَرُهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. I conceal your sins in the dunya, I'm going to conceal them inside al-akhirah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Tabi'atul Bashir, the man recognizes, the human recognizes their loss, their distance from Allah, their taqseer, their deficiency. That's we find thamaratu tawheed, ahmiya of tawheed, that people, they minimalize, they don't understand. From amongst the biggest fruits of ahlu tawheed is that the belief in tawheed will wipe out your sins. We're not saying it's a definite fact, but it's a huge chance. There's a huge chance a person who has the right aqa'id, the right belief, that their sins will be wiped out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّهُ يُرَكِّسْ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ كَمَا يَقُولُ Imam Abu Hamil al-Ghazali, because the person is focusing upon the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest knowledge. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. Allah testifies to himself that I am the one and only. وَالْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالْعِلْمُ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. That he is the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Azizu al-Hakim. That's what the Quran is. When Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam, when Musa met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Allah said, establish the salah for my dhikr. لَيْسَ لِلنِّقَاشِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ لَا تَأْتِي لِلصَّلَاةِ لِتَنْدُرْ إِلَى الْآخَرِينَ. Don't come to salah to look at other people. Come to salah, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Come to salah to remember Allah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest dhikr Huna as-salah is of Allah inside as-salah. Inna as-salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, takes you from evil. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside as-salah that we find. And then these actions that Shaykh Uthaymeen Sadiq Tafsir begins to discuss, these actions. What will happen on the day of these actions? Hal tuzan al-amal? Will the actions be weighed? Hal tuzan as-sahahif al-amal? Will the parchments, the record be weighed? Or hal tuzan al-amil bi nafsihi? Or will the action person be weighed? All these three interpretations are all plausible. Amma Allah will weigh the actions of the person day judgment. Or Allah will weigh the parchment, the record of the person in the famous hadith or hadith al-pataqa that we find, the hadith of the parchment, whereby you find a person who come on the day of judgment and their sins, the scales have tipped towards destruction, towards an-nar, towards a sakar, towards a jahim, a jahannam. The scales are tipped towards that, and this one parchment comes. If I'm not mistaken, in the Sunnah of Imam Tirmidhi, person will think this trivial. Ya Allah, what is this? What is this one piece of paper, this parchment going to do for me on this day? When it's opened, this parchment, فَفِيهِ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be placed there on the scale and it will tip the whole scales. فَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The other third meaning, تُوزَنْ الْعَامِلِ, the person will be weighed on that day. Based upon the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was climbing a tree and the companions saw him and they saw his shins, they saw his legs and they said, look at him, a weak individual. Weak miskeen, look at him, a weak individual. He doesn't have the quwwah, he doesn't have the strength. What did the Prophet ﷺ say about this? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, what did he say? That his shins are to be weighed on the day of judgment, be a heavy scale. So here ulama have deduced that the person himself will be weighed on the day, that their actions become weighty. So a person shouldn't minimalize actions and a person shouldn't minimalize people. Because that's what we become a people who scoff at religiosity. We scoff at religious people. We look down at religious people. This is aib. وَهَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ, you're only given rizq via the weak and the masakeen. And these people that you look down upon, these people that you make these alqab, and no mutawwa is a religious cleric, a person, religious person. That's all that this person's life is. But these are people, as-salihun. That these are people that we should look and aspire to, these individuals. That these are people who revive people, who remind people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who remind us day in and day out. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, whoever does an atom's weight of good will see on that day. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it on that day. But unfortunately, in conclusion, that we find that there will be some people like all these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even if mountains are moved from their place, the world is moved from its place, some people won't reflect. Some people won't see these signs. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're still living. That we see these signs around us. Death, destruction. It should awaken us. This is sunnatullah, hikmatullah baligha. That's what we say time and time again. All these atrocities, these hardships, this oppression. There's not just a wisdom, there's a great immense wisdom of awakening us. Awakening us as a nation, as a people, to reflect that what have I prepared? What have I done for that day? Because all of us on that day, we're going to be asked that what did I do specifically in preparation for the last day? So all of us should leave behind a legacy. We don't aspire that every single person becomes a faqih, becomes an alim, becomes a scholar, even though that's what we should aspire to. But an average person should aspire, because many average people will reach lofty heights. They'll be sitting with the messengers. As we read about it, we dream about it. There will be average people who will read manazilul anbiya, manazilul mursaleen, manazilul shuhada, manazilul saliheen. They'll reach that stage. How? How are they going to reach that stage? Al-khulus fi aqidatihim, fi qulubihim, sincerity inside their hearts, their minds, their actions, devotion, their commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we find in conclusion, that these people who've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants to show them now. Wants to show that these are my servants, these are my people, These are my religious symbols. So now you need to show respect to them. Just like I show respect to them. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ Show goodness. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed goodness to us. So all of this dunya around us, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ is going to leave. What's going to remain of the individual? People remember you for a year, for 6 months, 3 months, for a month, and that's it. What do you want the people to remember you by? What do you want this earth to remember you by, to testify for us? As the ulama mentioned, أَنَّ اللَّيْلْ تَشْهَدْ وَالْأَرْضْ تَشْهَدْ وَالسَّمَاءْ تَشْهَدْ The heavens, the earth, the skies, everything, the sun, the moon, everything testifies for us. Our own life, our own body. وَالْقُرْآنْ حُجَّةٌ لَكْ أَوْ حُجَّةٌ عَلَيْكْ Quran will testify for us, will intercede for us. Siyamukum that went by will testify for us or against us, will help us. That's why we should pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these ayat, they penetrate our heart and our mind and make us people to begin to prepare for the last day. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even we fall short in that preparation, but we find isti'dad fi qulubina, preparation inside our hearts and our minds to change within ourselves is a great ajr in itself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate that for all of us.